Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, it is 9:06 Central Time, 10:06 Eastern Time. Bill Vickery is back. Roger, he's been assessing the speech by Greg Sankey.
All right, let's hear it.
So I would say, like we already knew, that one of the strengths that the commissioner has is his ability to communicate an idea and not give you anything to
no fumbles,
bite down on.
No mistakes.
It is no pre-snap penalties, no turnovers. You know, it's, you know what it is? He's Spain at the podium.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Tremendous defense, going to win 1-0, going to be a kind of a boring game, but he won the World Cup.
Yeah, you cannot. I remember, Roger, I think I got him to admit something last year at the Touchdown Club. There was a missed call, I forget what it was, and he had to acknowledge that, hey, our referees don't get it right all the time. I forget what, if it was a Razorback game. Does anybody remember that? 661-1037. What was it that I brought up to the commissioner last year? And he had come in, it was very controversial, and I had to imply, hey, what are you going to do about this? And he acknowledged, hey, we don't get it right all the time. But I thought the most important thing, I want to hear what he said about Congress.
Yeah.
And he just said, I got to get the antitrust exemption in. You know, we just can't get sued every five days.
It is clear, and I thought, if you go back and look at his remarks, and the reason I think that the legislation and the activity surrounding the Cruz-Cantwell bill on the Senate side, the reason it's so important is it would change the landscape. It would completely change things, and he knows that. And for there to be any level of certainties, rules, whatever there might be, you got to run that through the United States Congress. That's the only way that you're able to overcome with an antitrust exemption, some limited form of antitrust, just their constant record of loss in federal courts. And so it's interesting.
What has to be done, Bill, do you think? You were talking about that legislation. What is the, you know, there's a lot of, you know, hold on, everybody has a little part of it they may not like, but what do you got to do to get that passed?
Well, that was half his speech, and half the questions that were asked were also asked about that, because it is so consequential. The issue becomes this. There are four or five key elements, and I thought he answered that question, and they're very, very nimbly. But there are four or five key elements that we all agree upon. Give us a five-year eligibility.
Right.
Give us a one-year on the NIL.
Right.
Transfer portal, one free shot. Free shot if your coach leaves.
Right.
Coach can't leave in the middle of the season.
Right.
Some level of antitrust that gives the leagues the chance to set rules. Okay. Then, so like most things in Washington, there's that. Then the special interests start to glom on. And if you notice, he talked about that a little bit, too, where he said, there's some stuff here. Why is this even in the bill? And that's where you get in.
Okay.
The media rights stuff becomes the biggest stumbling point.
There. So some want that, some do not. Obviously, a lot of the big boys do not want that.
ACC, Big 12, they're going to want a renegotiation. And they want to bring the Big 10 SEC into – and they're looking to barnacle onto those kinds of deals. And, of course, Notre Dame, Big Ten, SEC have cut their deals. And to your point, $73 million check to each school this year? That's not a bad payday for being a member of the SEC.
Yeah. Bill was in there chopping it up.
Yeah.
And then
if I may, what Bill just did was put it in layman terms.
Yes, he did.
That's exactly why you were needed on that wall, Bill Vickery.
Yeah, wall. I'm on the wall.
You're on the wall. The sea wall.
I am on the sea wall. Yes.
So what do you think, Bill? So this is your first. This is you're credentialed. You can come. You can come back on Thursday and see Coach Silverville if you
free
want.
Free lunch.
Oh yeah, no, I'm here. Yeah, Randy's going to have me on Drive Time.
Oh, well, very nice.
I mean, unbelievable.
Very nice.
It is funny. You go up and down Radio Row.
You see, it's different now than what it was at 6 a.m. this morning. So.
You hear all the different talk. You hear the different the voices, the topics, whatever it might be. I was impressed with how Sankey commanded the room in there. Clearly, I mean, when these guys got up to ask questions, and there was some. It wasn't a fair battle. He was in charge. That talk about exerting sort of power without having to say or proclaim anything. He clearly looms over everything that is done here. He is the man in charge, and there's no doubt about that.
Any pop culture references at all?
You know, he didn't. He really didn't. I was waiting for that.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that, and I don't
we'll
know.
We'll have to take care of that.
When
we get him on the show this week.
Can bring him out there a little bit on that one.
I just found out that John Daly wants to come hang out when Ryan Silverfield comes on the show on Thursday.
Awesome.
So you can imagine what will happen when he walks down this. You can't miss him.
You're right. Everything stops and everybody goes.
Yeah.
It's like an E.F. Hutton commercial now. It'll be boom.
Wait a second. John Daly and Lane Kiffin in the same building the same day?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's good. That's a good point.
Hey, you know, if anything, Lane might be a little hacked off that John, talk about a guy because, you know, these are all Southern media outlets for the most part. You come from Oklahoma City East. So everybody plays. So he is a legendary figure already. And when he just sort of shows up out of the blue and starts to walk around.
Yeah.
There'll be a stir that he creates when he's here. Right.
Head turns.
Yes.
I wanted to real quick for, you know, I know that we'll have Justin Moore on tomorrow. And he just hates Missouri. And I hate Missouri because I've had a horrible experience in Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
We can't beat them.
Yeah.
So listen to this. In the 8 wins last season, Missouri averaged 41 points per game. The 5 losses, they averaged 12.8. Hardy, their great running back, and the backup rushed for 2,400 yards last year and 22 touchdowns. Listen to this. Missouri has won 29 games over the past 3 seasons, fewer than only Georgia, Texas, Alabama, and Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
That's how good that he's had this program. Yeah. It's pretty darn impressive. You know, whether you like him or not, what he's been able to do. They were 8-5 last year, 4-4 in the SEC. I know their schedule always gets attention that it's not that tough, that it's easy peasy.
It is a diabetes cupcake situation, non-conference always.
So anyway, saw him today. Brent Venables up next. As I mentioned earlier, Brent took some heat off of him last year by having the year. They got a quarterback back that maybe has a chance to be one of the best in the country. So the other thing, in addition to that, you've got a new coach at Kentucky, Will Stein, and then you've got Tennessee, Josh Heupel. A lot of expectations there. Our CEO is a big Tennessee fan. They're ready for some progress. I'm just telling you, you get paid $5, $6 million a year. What's he get paid? Does he get paid more than that, Trey, the Heupel?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's about five plus.
Yeah, well, I knew that. That's what I said, more than 5 or 6?
No, I don't think more. Yeah. I think right around there, maybe 7.
But when you get paid that much, you're expected to win, man.
Let me ask you, coaches on the hot seat, if you had to pick 3 coaches and get 1 through 3, you got to think Shane Beamer probably. First at South Carolina, that's the seat that's the warmest, right?
Yeah, there's actually
how about this? Base salary of $9 million.
Oh, wow. Sorry. Wow.
Hot seat.
Yeah,
Heupel's got to be there too, right? I mean,
you got to get in the playoff at $9 million a year.
There's a hot seat list here. They also list the top the top coaching hires. Number one, the top hire was Lane Kiffin. Number two, Whittingham at Michigan. James Franklin at Virginia Tech 3. Summerall at Florida 4. Eric Morris at Oklahoma State 5. Matt Campbell, Penn State 6. Bob Chesney, UCLA 7. Charles Huff, Memphis, came from, you know, which is interesting. Alex Golish, Auburn, number 9. Mm-hmm. Will Stein, Kentucky, number 10. On and on and on. Where are we looking? 18, Pat Fitzgerald, Michigan State. Billy Napier, James Madison, 19. Finally, we get to number 25. Number 25, Ryan Silverfield. Yeah. They put Blake Anderson at Southern Miss ahead of him. As far as in the hot seat, Mike Dorvell, number 1. There's no surprise there. That's that, you know,
clearly.
He's got to win. Luke Fickell, Wisconsin. Yeah. I've been surprised. I thought he would have better success too. I'm shocked at that. They've given him more money. They expect him to do better. Dave Aranda, who 1 year went 12-2.
Hot out of the gate.
Yeah, it sure was the second year. Mike Locksley, a Brawls Award winner at Maryland, gets a lot of talent, but doesn't win. And I think Shane Beamer, number seven, the one you talked about. Yep. Here's what getting warm. Belichick, after only 1 year in North Carolina. Jeff Levy at Mississippi State.
Yeah.
Lincoln Riley at USC. I think people out there at USC, he's got a lot of great players and recruits. He better win this year. Or there could be trouble there. So that's just a few of them. Roger, I was going to mention today, for those who want to know, we hadn't mentioned the soccer. Spain won that. Right. But the other big news, you see who performed at halftime, apparently? Madonna. Madonna came back, 70-year-old Madonna, whatever she is. Yeah, I mean, she looks complete. She played a song.
What you do, Bill? You know what? When you mention that, Bill, first thing pops into my mind while Bill is saying is that she got on one of those carts at Walmart and came up on stage.
She played.
It was a horrible halftime show.
Yeah, apparently the broadcaster said it was terrible. They normally don't do that. That's a Super Bowl deal.
Well, she can't sing like a virgin anymore.
It was the first World Cup halftime show ever.
Yeah, they said never do it again.
Even Shakira.
Shakira.
You and I saw the Bieber performance. Bieber was horrible.
Yeah, it was too slow.
Horrible. Right. Really brought everything down.
Don't listen.
He's 50.
Don't take our Super Bowl stuff.
Yeah.
World Cup people.
Well, I think they did it because we're in America and it's like a cultural thing that we do here as halftime shows.
But we just don't do it anymore. What's his name? Who did we have last year at the Super Bowl?
Bad Bunny.
Yeah. Why didn't he do the soccer?
Yeah, no, I know. Well, and of course, who finished it all for the ceremony, right? Who would we need from our pop culture world to finish this thing off like the world star that he is?
Wayne Newton,
star of movies, one of the biggest stars in the world.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. His line was, "Let us celebrate a tournament that brought the world together."
Well, he had a pregame thing too.
He did. Roger, the other thing I want to mention, I know our buddy Steve Qualls knows Joey Logano, and I don't know if you follow racing, Bill.
Oh yeah,
but he was booed like crazy. In Atlanta, the racing crowd didn't like him, but he got his first series win of the year this year, Roger.
He's gone
15 consecutive seasons with at least one win. The late Kyle Busch holds a record, winning in 19 straight seasons. So I'm telling you, NASCAR, Bill, they either like you,
or you're
a villain.
Yeah.
Bubba Wallace, boo. Yeah. He got boo. This guy Logano, boo. Yep. And there were a couple other ones, and then ones that were popular. Yeah. So anyway, I wanted to be impressive with Steve. To throw that out
there. You did it.
661-1037 is the also too. Roger, Bill. This is a Roger is our NASA guy.
Thank you.
When it comes to landings on the moon.
Right.
He knows every astronaut.
Yes.
Well, you know what today was, Roger?
I sure do. Do you remember?
1969, Bill. What happened on this day in 1969? The famous phrase.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Yes, it happened on this day, 1969.
Really?
Can you believe that?
Neil Armstrong walked on the moon.
That's right.
1969.
Black and white. And now we have more power in our phone, more info in our phone than they had up going up that way.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Heroes,
trivia.
One and all.
King of all trivia. That's Roger Scott. Which foot did Armstrong use to step on the moon?
Well, the first one's your left foot. That's what he let down with.
He went lefty down. Yes. Some believe that that never happened, Bill. What do you think about
those
that?
Are the people that fake the moon landing.
Yes,
Wasn't
OJ in a movie about that?
Capricorn 1.
Yes.
Ow.
Right. But who else? But who lived? Who lived to break the story? James Brolin.
Hey, the other, speaking of a movie, it was also on this day in history that a bomb was placed by Colonel Graf von Stauffenberg under Adolf Hitler's conference table in East Prussia. And Tom Cruise played the character.
Wolf's Valkyrie, I believe.
Yeah, Valkyrie. Yeah. And they thought they had killed him.
Right.
And then Hitler starts killing everybody. And Yeah, that's a great movie. That's a very uncomfortable movie to see how it ends up, but it's
never
a great
saw
movie.
It. Never saw it. Oh,
you need to watch it.
It is a great movie.
It really is.
The event happened near the end of World War II. Yeah. You had a collection of generals that wanted to get rid of Hitler so they could sue
thought
for
they
a
had
peace.
Thought they had it figured out.
Hey, and then, it happened at the Wolf's Lair, and by chance, Hitler was behind a large table, and that blocked the explosion.
So, also, we lost on this day one of the greats of our childhood. He's known for this phrase. I'm giving you. Who was it? Scotty. What
Scotty.
Did
you
say?
Give me a warp factor six, Scotty.
I'm giving all I can. I can, sir. It was James.
She can't take anymore, Captain.
That's it.
Yeah, he was 85. Died on this day back in 2005. James Doohan.
Yeah. Didn't they shoot his ass? Wasn't it, his ashes were shot into space or something like that?
I think so. He's like you two guys, though. He younger women.
The other point of that is how about William Shatner?
Yes, still kicking.
He's 90-something. He's the only one left, right?
Yep, I think he's it.
Sulu.
George Takei is still with us.
Was in an internment camp in Arkansas.
Met him at the Capitol Hotel, actually.
Club DZ.
You would have been.
I wanted to hit a couple of birthdays today, too. Chuck Daly, the basketball coach.
Died back
in 2009. Detroit Pistons. Dan Rooney, not the founder, but the son of Art Rooney.
Yes. Steelers.
Yes. Natalie Wood.
Birthday the late today. Natalie Wood.
Yeah. And so
Robert Wagner killed her.
He pushed her off the boat. That's the word.
Is that now the thing? He killed his wife. Because they were married was it Dennis Hopper or
no? It was Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken was on the boat there that night.
Right. Yeah.
It
reminds me, Roger, of the scene in No Place, Brad Pitt and
that's what they're kind of spoofing on.
Yeah, where he sits there with that
dime in Hollywood.
Yeah, that spear gun, and she's like, "You're the worst, and you're the worst piece of whatever." And
right.
He's sitting there looking. Yeah. Like,
yep.
Oh, you know what? I never picked up on that.
Yeah, Kurt Russell.
I never did that. No.
You know, Kurt Russell said, his wife once said, "I don't like him. He killed his wife." And he goes, "You don't know that." He said, "Yes, you do." Yeah. And of course, they tell Bruce Lee, "Hey, he killed his wife." He said, "Did." So that was one birthday. What about Kim Carnes?
Kim Carnes.
Betty Davis eyes.
She's
still alive. She's still alive. 1981, Betty Davis eyes.
Yeah.
Since it was a song with Kenny Rogers, "Don't Fall in Love with a Dreamer," I don't know that one.
It's a good one.
Somebody said she co-wrote the score for Flashdance. I did not know that. That's Kim Carnes right there. What about T.G. Shepherd? T.G. Shepherd.
Big fan of T.G. Shepherd.
80s country.
That is 80s country rock. Yeah. That's classic.
Yes. And then we've got the great, we may hear some of this later at Ybor City, Carlos Santana, birthday today.
Yes.
Black Magic Woman.
Yes.
Evil Ways. Yes. Yes.
Well, you'll come to ours.
Now, I don't know Soundgarden. Chris Cornell, is that the lead?
Yeah.
What is the Soundgarden song should I know?
Well, the biggest song they have, not necessarily the best, is Black Hole Sun.
Black Hole Sun,
And how does that go?
You would recognize his voice.
Christian. Sing it, Christian.
I'm not singing.
Can you give me that? My goodness.
Wow. How the tide has turned.
Mark the tape.
Asserted himself.
Wow.
You just tell the ocean to stop crashing ashore? Why don't you tell the stars to stop sparkling? Oh, my gosh.
Bill, you've heard some of the singing of Christian Weaver on the show, right?
He's
an angel, but now he's getting a little bit more cantankerous with his gift.
He's not singing.
A few more birthdays and we'll be done. Omar Epps. What do you think of Omar Epps? What do you think of?
Basketball?
Not bad.
Major League 2?
What about
In the Wood? That's right. What about Ray Allen? Ray Allen, birthday today.
The great three-point shooters ever.
Yeah,
the NBA all-time leader in three-point shots.
Maybe the greatest ever.
And these last two I wanted to get to, especially for Bill.
He's not anymore.
Steph Curry. Not anymore. Steph Curry.
Steph, I think Clay passed him. Or Dame passed him.
Wow. Don't get in
to you.
Holy cow.
Don't try to fight it. There ain't nothing that you can do. Relax your mind. Lay back and groove with mine. You gotta feel that beat. And we can ride the boogie.
You know what, just when he says, you know, you'll never die. You'll never die with this stuff, Christian.
Voice of an angel.
Yes. Oh, my. And Fergie.
You put up a set I was
going Roger, is that a mop you have in the studio right now?
Well, let's forget all that and give me the number.
You know what? I should have.
That was the humble. The humble.
That
Christian
really was.
Weaver.
I can't play anymore because I wore khakis today, so I better. Yeah.
Oh, man.
It is also the birthday of a woman we know by one name, Giselle.
Giselle. How old is she today?
Let's see. She 46. Is. Born, yeah, 46.
Now she
remarried, right?
Yeah, she already had a baby. Karate instructor.
Oh, you got a baby, right?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Yeah, they did.
I think moved on quickly.
Yes.
Yeah, she's still known as Tom Brady's ex.
So
yeah.
Tom Brady has two baby mamas, right?
Yes. I mean, well, an ex-wife and then a child. That,
yes.
Bridget Moynihan. Yes.
Yeah.
Turns out he had that one after he'd moved on.
Yeah. And last but not least, Juliana Huff.
Oh, big fan.
With the Stars.
Fan. I think her best work was in the movie Burlesque.
We need to thank Smart Buick GMC for sponsoring Bill.
Yes.
Here at
wonderful
Media Days.
Wonderful folks there.
And if you don't mind, too, when we come back, we'll hit our sponsors one more time for their support of this trip. Radio Row is cranking now.
Oh, yeah. Full of activity.
Yeah, I don't know. Trey, let's just see who's in it.
Each and every week, my responsibility is to get our guys to play their best football, mm-hmm. you know, all 12 games, to give them what they need.
Yeah, he and G Chizik could do. I said a workout video together. Oh, man, they're very lean.
We gotta rank the coaches most boring to least boring, because you gotta figure Lane now has got to be the least boring of all.
Yeah, Lane is one who has the most potential to say something. You know,
Sam was towards the bottom of that list.
Oh,
right?
Sam was maybe the
bottom.
Yeah, big
Sam,
time.
Sam would throw out some things though. Hey, a beer. I'm gonna do me a beer here. Right. Give me a beer there.
Yeah, cold beer. Yeah. The one that you thought would be bad that was really good. Robbie Caldwell.
Drinkovich, always good.
Nothing beats Spurrier. Spurrier was the best when he was in season. Yeah, he was good.
Can't spell citrus without UT.
Who was the guy? Orgeron, the guy before Orgeron. Who was before Orgeron? LSU. Bait the grass.
Les Miles.
Les Miles would say something crazy.
His was just based on stupidity, though.
Les Miles' malprops were
the best.
It's the ocean.
Yes, I mean.
It is a beautiful day in Tampa. Yeah. We will show you the camera. I mean, it is absolutely gorgeous.
Those boats out there on the water.
There is rumor that I may be going sailing with Bill at some point.
I'm lurking on Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, right when Arkansas gets here.
What's that?
Right when Arkansas gets here.
Take Coach Silverfield.
I thought they're coming in Wednesday
because this would be Wednesday.
2 o'clock be back off the water.
Do you have women that are helping you with the sails?
We'll see if we can't organize some first mates.
Do they put up the sails?
They'll put up something.
Okay. Well, I've got some friends over at the Club DZ.
Yeah, Club DZ.
That you may want to meet too. They might want to work on the boat.
Ralph Honcho.
All right, do not go away. 9:28 here, live from SEC Media Days in Tampa.
All my junior ride ain't gonna do this to me. I wish I had a dog. Seen her in the park with the puppy on the string. Looking so cute, baby, sooner or later with me. And all my junior ride is gonna talk to me. Everybody says, fool, fool, nothing you can do. Never gonna see her with the likes of you. All my Gina Riley's gonna know me.
Anywhere in the state, dial 888-8888 for Rainwater Holton Sexton. They'll help you weather the storm.
This is SportsCenter.
Spain is your 2026 World Cup champion as they beat defending champs Argentina 1-0 in extra time. Ferran Torres had the game winner at the 106th minute. Spain dominated the entire match, holding possession for 65% of the game while getting 12 shots on goal. Argentina failed to muster a single shot on goal. Argentina goalkeeper Emi Martinez had 11 saves in the final. Spain's goalkeeper Unai Simón had 9 saves the entire World Cup. Spain allowed just one goal the entire tournament. This is their second World Cup win as they won in 2010. Next World Cup will be in 2030, of course. It'll be a joint host with Morocco, Portugal, and Spain. The tournament will open with Uruguay, Argentina, and Paraguay each hosting one game to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the World Cup. And SEC Football Media Days start today. Stay tuned to The Buzz for updates from Tampa. Thanks to First Security Bank, Kaufman by Design, Blackman Auctions, UAMS, Bet Saracen, and Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. I'm Christian Weaver with The Buzz Radio Network.
Chris Kane joins Morning Mayhem each Monday to mix it up with the guys. Chris Kane on Morning Mayhem is presented by Trader Bills. Trader Bills, your one-stop shop for all things lake.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
An extreme heat warning is in effect for today and tomorrow here in Central Arkansas. This afternoon, our heat index values may reach 110. Our actual high temperature, 99 today, with a mostly sunny sky and also a slight chance of a shower and thunderstorm in the afternoon hours. Tonight, looking for a mostly clear sky with a low of 8. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
He had just turned 18.
Join 103.7 The Buzz as First Security Bank presents coverage of the 2026 SEC Media Days. Jazz, Trey, and Randy Rainwater will be in Tampa with the latest news, interviews, and highlights. Brought to you in part by Kaufman by Design West, Blackman Auctions, UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine, Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, and Bet Saracen. And be sure to watch 103.7 The Buzz social media for live videos, pictures, and much more. 103.7 The Buzz, live from SEC Media Days, presented by First Security Bank. Bank better.
It's the win-win that leads to a grin-grin. You get a family membership to the Little Rock Racquet Club or Athletic Club. You get in shape. They get in the pool. And boy, do they have pools. Your Little Rock Racquet or Athletic Club. People will witness the fitness.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen, Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
The circle of life includes death. Prevent your cubs from pawing and clawing. For wills, trusts, POAs, and more, hire the Lions. There's no one better to protect your pride than our pride of Legal Lions. For exceptional communication and exceptional results, hire Lion Legal to come roaring to the rescue.
Life is better with community banking from First Security, where personal connections make a difference every day. Families get bankers who know their names, know their needs, and love to help. Businesses work with responsive lenders who make fast local decisions that help build success. And communities thrive with First Security because our team is rooted here too. Choose the power of personal. First Security. Bank better. FSBank.com. Member FDIC.
The Zone is on the road this week. Tuesday, Justin Akery takes the show to Royal Windows. Be listening to find out how they can upgrade your windows. This Tuesday, starting at 10 on 103.7 The Buzz, and check them out now at royalwindows.com. Looking for a powerful new truck? Make the smart drive to Smart Buick GMC in Whitehall. They've got a huge selection of rugged GMC trucks waiting for you right now, starting at just $38,296. For work, play, and everything in between. No matter where you are, Whitehall is a short drive from anywhere. So come find your new truck today or browse their entire inventory online now at smartbuickgmc.com. Smart Buick GMC. They are professional grade.
This July is America's 250th birthday, so declare your independence from low testosterone at Low T Center. Start with a free T-test today. Stay on treatment for 90 days, and we're going to put $250 back in your pocket. It's the Low T Center 250 for 250 offer, celebrating freedom. Visit FixMyLowT.com and book your free T-test today.
Network Services Group presents Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz. Network Services Group, one call does it all.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Oh my God.
Are you serious? Somebody says Roger Scott is on fire today with this funny talk.
Oh, I don't even.
I agree.
I think
he's always
joking.
On fire.
I think they're joking.
He's always on fire. Roger, you need to mention something?
Hey, if you would, yes, Barry. Every week, tens of thousands of public school students nationwide attend a free LifeWise Bible classes during school hours. That's LifeWise. This is an opportunity that's now available for students at schools in Benton, Bryant, Bauxite, Greenbrier, and Academics Plus. Enrollment's open for LifeWise Academy, and with your parents' permission, students attend off-campus classes 1 hour a week to receive Bible-based character education as part of their school day. To learn more or enroll, go to LifeWise.org.
Let's, Christian, hit our liner one more time for our sponsors today, if you don't mind.
I got it right here, boy. Hold
cool.
on.
Cool.
Where'd you put it? Where'd you put it? Christian!
If you don't, I can go on, Roger, come back to you if you want to.
Here we go.
Coverage of the 2026 SEC Media Days from Tampa, Florida is presented by First Security Bank and brought to you in part by Kaufman by Design West, Blockman Auctions, UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, and Bet Saracen.
Very nice.
Thanks to our sponsor. Breaking news for basketball.
Breaking team. News.
I mean, who else can we? I mean,
yeah.
Wow, the schedule just keeps getting crazier and crazier. What's the scoop?
How about this? Arkansas to play Indiana in Madison Square Garden as part of the Bad Boy Mower Series on November the 17th. It's a Tuesday. So the Razorbacks and the Hoosiers in MSG.
So what do we have? Do we have Indiana, Duke, Michigan State? Yeah. Who else?
I don't know if no, Duke.
No, I'm sorry, not Duke.
North Indiana. Carolina.
North Carolina
in the ACC Challenge, and that's in Chapel Hill,
Indiana,
Michigan State, Thanksgiving afternoon,
right? CBS
in Detroit.
Yeah,
I thought there was one more big one. Wow,
got to give it up to Cal, yeah. man. He picks those neutral site big moment games in the regular season.
That's the Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, playing in those big venues, kids get used to it. I mean, it's smart.
He's smart.
And also, it was announced. I believe Friday that Travis Ford and Little Rock, they're going to play an exhibition game at Lexington, Kentucky, where he played ball.
Right, right.
The Friday before Arkansas takes on Vanderbilt in Nashville. I believe that's October the 16th for that game.
The other thing,
Arizona is the other one, by the way.
Arizona, that's it.
Good job,
I thought there was
Christian.
One more.
Yeah. And then so Gonzaga, Bill, I think, in preseason or something.
The preseason exhibition.
Oh, that's right. That's another one. Bill, one of the things you don't get to see here, and Trey, a buddy of mine just sent me the text and reminded me about it. When this thing was done at Hoover at the what's the name of the hotel?
The Winfrey.
Winfrey Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
It was there in basically Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
So what you had is you would have hundreds of fans for Alabama that would show up when Nick Saban showed up with his three players. You would have Georgia fans show up there, even though that was in Birmingham. You would have access to where fans could come and try to get an autograph or try to go up the escalator and show up. Well, somebody just made the point. There's not going to be one fan here, probably. You know, unless you're a Gator fan, you know, maybe a Gator fan, you might have some, but the layout, you know, you don't really know it as well. You're thinking, how do I find out where these guys are? So that's an element, Trey.
You just got to go to the lobby,
I think. That's right. But that's the element, I think, that's missed from if when you do it in the deep south, like in Alabama or even Nashville.
I would say with Nashville, where it will be next year. Yeah. But I think you've got to look for the league to continue to prosper.
Oh, it's about money.
It had to break away from being so Birmingham-centric.
Oh, well.
It was kind of an old way of thinking, and now you move it around.
But that was a fun part to see because, you know what, we'd always see, Trey? You see the guy that looks like Bear Bryant.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then you see the guy that's wearing the ring.
The ring, the big ring
head.
Hat.
Yeah.
You saw a lot of Alabama fans, a lot of Auburn fans.
Yeah, and I don't mind moving around. That was an element I thought was interesting that you don't see here, fans showing up for autographs.
I know it's day one, Bill.
Yes.
And we're not even halfway through
day
one
yet. Hot out of the
chute.
Yes.
Nashville next year.
Yes.
Are you in?
Oh, yeah, of course. Great city.
Wow.
Easy.
Look at there.
Whoa.
I mean, I don't have a place there.
So you would do the Sunday show there as well?
Yes, why not?
Sunday Buzz from Nash Vegas.
Yes. You have raising the bar of your sports coverage.
In just a mere few hours, I feel like this has got to be a regular part
of it. Listen, you can wear that around. Wear that around. Wear that
snappy credential.
Yeah, walk around the harbor.
Right.
With that.
Please. Hello, ladies.
In the pier.
Credential. Member of the media coming through.
Do you know who I am?
Yes. Let me see your picture, by the way.
You know who this is? Look at that. That's a gray-haired picture, too. Look at that.
That's an Olin Mills shot right there, isn't it?
That's a TV shot right there.
Yeah, when did you make your transition?
It's been about 5 years ago, thereabouts. Clip these.
I was wondering if Roger was going to catch that or not. You should see everybody just turn around. Do not, you cannot do that as loud. Everybody just turn around and say, what?
They love it.
Yeah, that is not the not the norm. There is a guy you missed this morning. Mm-hmm. He was the first guy down here. And he was the loud talker.
Of course.
He was the loud talker. You got to act like you're, you know, hey, everybody. And,
right.
And listen, that's
Wacky and Sue here.
Yeah, and there's some guys here. There's some guys that have been here for a long time.
Yeah.
Been in the business for 40-something years, like Randy.
Yep.
And so, anyway, that's sort of the nice thing about getting ready, being able to reconnect. What are your plans for the rest of the day, Bill? Tell me what your plans are. What do you want to do?
Well, if the weather holds, yes. Here, it's a beautiful day. At some point, I got to get back over to the other side of the bay.
Are you doing Randy's show by phone?
You know what? I think I'm doing Randy's show maybe tomorrow. I think he'd said something about tomorrow.
Yeah, I think dinner is tomorrow, right?
We're going to hit a spot tomorrow night. If you guys, if that's good.
That we'll would have AC?
It will. there'll be no walking, Dave. So we'll be dropped off right at the door.
Will it have a two-drink minimum?
I literally have blisters on my toes, but it's okay. I like that.
And you have a bad knee, too, because you went walking yesterday.
They fell down the stairs last night. The big question, Bill, is
right.
Chef Shep, what are we having for dinner tonight?
Yes. Oh, I don't know. We haven't been to Publix.
Yes, Publix. I forgot about the controversy with the quarterback from FSU. That was a Publix with
Jameis Winston stole the crab legs.
Stole the crab legs.
Yes.
Tallahassee. Talk about a guy.
And doesn't he do the thing, Roger, that he licks his...
He was humbled by the National Football
League. Listen, he is a hot media star right now.
The soccer stuff is... He's making that transition into a personality.
The other thing, Bill, that the timing is a little bit different is that normally we have the All-Star game. You know, mm-hmm. during this week we're down here, and everybody mm-hmm. usually watches the All-Star game together. And so I don't know why the calendar worked out this way. The other thing is that, again, as we mentioned on your show yesterday, used to be SEC was first up. Now everybody's sort of gotten their, you know. By the way, Trey, do you know where the Big Ten is going to be? Are they going to be this week as well, their media days?
They were last week.
I didn't even notice.
Them and the ACC were last week. The Big 12 was a week before.
Yeah. Sun Belt's already in. They've already done theirs.
Have they?
Yeah, so Arkansas State is projected, according to the Athlon, to be in a bowl game this year.
Outstanding.
Yeah,
Outstanding.
You know what? You kept mentioning Jameis Winston. Didn't Cam have an issue in Florida as well?
Well,
some kind of laptop there in Gainesville, and then...
That's where it started, yeah. Somebody said we had Gene Chizik on while you weren't here, and somebody
was
said...
Good.
Didn't ask him about Cam Newton's church and how much money was given to his...
Always the thought there was a big contribution made.
That don't matter anymore. That's over. They were just ahead of their time when it came to that stuff.
Listen, that's chump change compared to now.
Chump change.
You're looking.
Listen, the story, you know, stats, I put stats on the spot. Stats didn't want to answer. I said the rumor is that Trinidad Chambliss is getting $6 million.
Six million.
It's more than the coach is making.
Yeah.
I mean, are you kidding me?
But I think he would be considered worth it for a school like Ole Miss.
Yeah.
I mean, you continue,
like you said, at some point
to play at a high level.
Where do you, you know, just like the coach's salary, which I watched happen over the last 20 years. If there's no check to it, it gets up. We're going to pay these guys more than NFL guys. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, he's getting paid more than a rookie easily.
I've had this thought for a while. The first school that pays the players more than they pay their coaches.
Yeah.
And they have success with that will completely flip the paradigm.
You're right.
I think a lot of folks are worried about
it's that. Not that
somebody says, on a Middleton Inc. there text line, somebody says, Badge for the record, Arch Manning's Heisman hype in the 2025 season actually lasted longer than Trey Shep saying Alex Gullis was going to be the new head coach of the Razorbacks. Maybe true. He was done after 3 weeks or 4 weeks of the season. He is now, again, the favorite. He was hot towards the end of the year. They've got the top transfer portal receiver. Cam Coleman. Yeah, he was the elite receiver out of Auburn.
Yep,
could not hold on to him. They paid him enough money, and that's what it is. Can you name me, Bill, the three players coming from Arkansas?
No.
Okay. Well, Quincy Rhodes.
Quincy Rhodes Jr. is one.
Yes, Quincy Rhodes Jr. the third.
Cade Kittler, the center. And then Seth Smith, the running back.
No clues on those. Could be making those names up for all I know, David. I mean, I'm kidding.
Yes, I understand.
Can you tell me the number of snaps played by – take Quincy out of the mix.
Yes.
The number of snaps that each player has played in a Razorback game.
Kittler was the starting center last year. We had him
– played one season.
Yeah, and Sutton has no snaps. He was at Memphis. So he was the guy.
12 starts amongst two guys.
Yeah, he was the guy who had the 60-yard run against us in the second half that broke the back in the fourth quarter. All right, we'll come back and wrap things up. Justin Akery will be joining us. Does the guy have his ring?
He's got to have. Does the guy not get a ring?
I don't know.
It's been so long since you've done this. Right?
I know. Why not? Why not?
He's looking good. What was it like in the 1850s when you were married?
You say Justin's looking good with his ring on.
He's looking good. I don't know. I didn't see. You say a ring?
Does he have a glow about him, Roger?
He has a glow about him. The pastels are kicking. Mm. Nobody pulls him off like he does. But he has. He's, you know.
Well, why? Wait a minute. You know, I don't understand why. The guy doesn't get one too, huh?
No, guys don't get a ring.
No,
not until you say I do.
Right, you gotta lock that down.
Well, then she's walking around looking like she's kept, and the guy keeps playing the game.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that about Akery. I'm just saying in general.
Boy,
you know, next thing you know, you're gonna be a Club DZ.
Club DZ.
You know, that's boom. All right, don't go away. We'll be back to wrap things up.
The Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. The Norwegians are a rather cheeky bunch. They claim Sweden has one thing Norway doesn't have, good neighbors. Their incredible soccer uniforms, which are their country's flag, the infectious rowing cheer, and the inestimable superstar Erling Haaland have captivated the world. And you just have to know that it is killing the Swedes to watch their overlooked neighbors take a bow on the biggest stage of them all. If you see any Norwegians this week, bring them to Doubleby's. Actually, if you see any non-Norwegians, bring them to Doubleby's too. Because who wouldn't love the deliciousness and deals you find at Doubleby's? Doubleby's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Doubleby's.
Hello, this is Justin Akery. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
What if someone did play-by-play of your life? Example, what would it sound like if you visited, say, Genesis of Conway? There's the arrival. Look at the reaction on that face at seeing a dealership that is so luxurious. And going for a test drive now of a GV80, and the smile is huge. And here it comes, the big play, $8,000 off the price of that very same GV80. Let's hear it again in slow motion. $8,000 off. Winner, Genesis of Conway. The future of luxury today.
I'm Thomas Blackman with Blackman Auctions. How much easier would life be if you could take away your stresses and worries with one phone call? Just turn all of your problems over to a person and let them de-stress your life. That's what we do at Blackman Auctions. We are much more than an auction company. We take your unwanted assets in your life and turn them into money in 30 days. Organize, market, deal with attorneys, real estate agents, debt services, closing companies, and those members of your family. You know who they are. Making your life as easy as possible since 1938. Better Auctions or Blackman Auctions.
Amy Cox did something smart. She saved hundreds on auto insurance switching to Progressive. And with that money, she decided to treat herself to an anti-aging red light mask. Will she look like a horror movie villain every night? Yes. Will her boyfriend Kevin be scarred for life? That's certainly a risk. But it's Amy's savings, and if she's willing to risk her relationship for smooth, wrinkle-free skin, well, bye-bye, Kevin. Switch and see if you could save with Progressive and treat yourself. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You're still glowing. flirting, grooving. You've still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia and RSV. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and can help protect you from getting really sick. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. See more at PfizerForAll.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
This is Chris Roberts with Southern Bank. If you're looking for a bank that can grow with you, now is the perfect time. Experience the difference our people make for our customers every day. Community presidents like John Holman and Lexis Landers work as true financial partners with their clients and community. Southern Bank is here to help you with all your financial needs. We have state-of-the-art online banking and friendly faces that greet you with a smile. To start your relationship with Southern Bank, visit bankwithsouthern.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, folks. Jeff Peters here, Hagen's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Moralton. July is all about freedom. Here at Hagen's, we know you have the freedom to choose where you buy a vehicle, and we want your business. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, come let us prove it to you. No gimmicks, no hassles, and no BS. As far as pricing, well, we haven't been in business for over 50 years because our prices are too high. But don't take my word for it. Stop by and let us prove it to you. Come see us at Hagen's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram in Moralton today, or check us out online at HagensMotors.com. Welcome to the family.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap. Brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
They used to call me Crazy Joe, but now they can call me Batman.
All right, wrapping up things here for Morning Mayhem. Tampa, Florida. The secondary home of Bill Vickery. Right.
Home away from home.
St. Petersburg, actually across the bay.
Yeah, just right there.
Someone says here, talking about Publix, apparently the Publix the grocery store said for crab legs, you can buy them. If you buy them from Publix, they will cook them for you for free. My family did that last week when we were in Fort Morgan. Someone says, yes, now Justin Akery has a pinky ring.
Ah, pinky ring instead of an engagement. Yes. Since he's engaged now.
Yes, yes.
A pinky ring.
We will be back here tomorrow. Trey, what do we have? I think we've got the new president of the College Football Hall of Fame will be stopping by. We'll try to maybe get – we'll see if we can get maybe Peter Burns or Chris Doering to stop by and say hello with us as well. That's you just try to pick and grab a few if you can while you can. And then tomorrow – let's see. Who we got tomorrow, Trey? Let's see. Let's take a look here. Tomorrow we got Bent. Let's see. Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Kirby Smart. Kirby. Auburn, Alex Golish, right next to us here.
Welcome back to Tampa, Alex Golish.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Vanderbilt coach Clark Lee and South Carolina coach Shane Beamer. That is tomorrow. Of course, as we mentioned, Thursday, Ryan Silverfield would be with Lane Kiffin. They'll be paired together. So that there will be a buzz in the building that
coach
day.
Coach Silverfield follows Lane Kiffin.
Is that right? Confirmed? Do we know? Is that which one goes first? Ryan
Kiffin's first in the main room.
In the big room.
The big room.
That's what he said. There will be a mass.
Mass 9 o'clock.
What'd you say, Roger?
I said the big room, baby.
Yeah.
The big room, baby.
Everybody wants to play the big room.
It will be interesting to see the number of media people that leave after Lane Kiffin. And maybe don't stay.
Yeah, that's the other thing. We've been here on this fourth day, Bill, where people, a lot of the, you look around, the media's gone.
Yes.
Yeah, they just they don't need to stay for Arkansas. Yeah. Who else is it? Well, you do have Texas that afternoon, so that's a big one to stick
sandwiched
around
in between Lane Kiffin and Steve Sarkisian.
Jeff Levy, Mississippi State, and Ryan Silverfield.
Yeah, you got the...
You know, Silverfield's got to be, you know, he's just human. You got to be a little nervous coming in here. You're getting the opportunity. Nobody expects anything out of you.
Hey, take a lesson from the commissioner.
Yeah.
Spoke for 45 minutes, and buttoned up, didn't give you really
no fumbles.
a series of questions, no turnovers, no pre-snap penalties. Yes. Just buttoned up, simple Spain-level defense, and win the World Cup.
I think, do we have Phil in there?
No, we do not.
No,
we have
Phil's not there.
GM Justin.
Oh, hey. Congratulations. Justin.
Thanks, congratulations. Yeah, Phil's off this week, so.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
He was, he's in Boston. Hanging out with a bunch of Scottish people.
I got to ask, did you hit a knee? David and I were...
What was your process?
We have
to. Did you go old school?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
Knee?
On the beach?
Yep, on the beach.
On the beach, all right. Very nice. And was she surprised? Did she have any idea?
Yes, surprised.
Okay. Oh, good. Awesome, awesome. Yeah.
Camera set up? Do you have somebody poised to capture the moment in a Polaroid? Or
a Polaroid. That's, we're old school. And we recorded it on cassette tape.
Yeah, Betamax.
And your boys were down there, right, to be a part of it?
Yeah. Yeah, Mike. Cool. We had a family vacation planned anyway because we had some other things that we were doing for the week.
Don't downplay it, man.
I'm not. I'm just saying. That was... Yeah, they were there. It was a family affair. It was lovely. Yes.
Well,
congratulations.
We all like Natalie, so that's very well done.
We all like Natalie.
Yes.
Heather, we don't like you.
Well, if it's not for Natalie, we don't have TV in the studio.
Oh, I think most of the guys that work at the Buzz, you like their significant others better than them.
Yes, true. Good point.
Well said. Yeah. Well said. Yes,
What's happening?
As my friend Lizzo once said. Truth hurts.
What's happening Trey's on the zone today?
Yeah, Trey's going to join us from down there. So, I saw that we got some sound. The first sound in from John Mateer, and no offense, I don't care about him. or Oklahoma, for that matter. I'll be curious to see how they do this year, though. So, recapping the weekend, we've got actually the Maumelle Classic champion on today, Luke Cornett. I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but he basically, I don't want to say waxed the field, but he set a new mark at the Maumelle Classic this weekend. And if anybody's ever played out there, obviously every course is hard for me, but it's not a very easy course. And he just took that thing to task, and he had tied the old mark a few years ago when he won the thing. So he's a stud. He's also a basketball coach, so we'll talk about that. But apparently that affords him some time to work on his game because he's real good at golf.
The other thing, Justin, is that this Friday you've got Moses Moody and Steph Curry.
Yeah, I just found out you guys are going to be out there for the golf tournament. I thought you guys had a conflict. At least you did when I left town. I'm glad we worked that out.
Yeah, we got it worked out.
Good.
We did.
Yeah, so, that'll be nice. Yeah. That's going to be fun. Yeah. So,
Justin, you've got to see for David Basil's media credential, the photo was taken in college.
That's not true.
I mean, it's a
That's a Channel 7. That's
lean.
A Channel 7.
No, no, no.
That's a 1998.
There's no gray hair in there.
That is a 98 photo.
That is not that long ago.
If you follow Basil's mother, you're friends with her on Facebook.
Yes.
You see that she pops up a cherubic like young David Basil about once every other week, and I'm like, there is no doubt in my mind. David's put mom post this picture this week, so people remember how hot I used to be.
I tell her to stop mom, that.
You, that
there's no doubt in my mind.
This photo, Justin, was taken before Houston Nutt was the coach.
I'm going to find the year this was taken.
It's got to be 98
over under.
Roger, good job back in the studio. You and Christian.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we'll try to get Bill. Thanks so much.
Hey,
fun.
Listen,
thanks,
you guys enjoy Club D's tonight after dinner. Maybe slip over there. It's a 2-drink minimum.
Yes. Thanks to Smart Buick GMC for your sponsorship today.
All those wonderful folks out there.
Yeah, and all the other sponsors that covered us. They will come back and do it again tomorrow, Trey. We'll see what happens. And don't go away. Zone's up next.
Camping season is here, and Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Springs is liquidating all 2026 year model travel trailers and fifth wheels. If you've been thinking about a new trailer, now is the time to buy. One of the many great deals is a 20-foot Salem with bunk beds, power awning, plywood floor, and much more for only $14,990 or $150 a month. Hurry while the selection is good.